in Genesis 1, where we're told about the creation of man, and when we're told that it was the Trinitarian resolve that man be made in the image of God, we want to be very careful to emphasize that when we say man, we're speaking generically, and we mean man as male and female. We understand that in a feminist age, there can be some offense if we do not specify each time. But the Bible means, and we mean, to always include the female in the human. And sometimes we denominate the human simply as man. It's interesting that in a pre-feminist age, in some of the earliest ages, over 1,000 years before Jesus was born, Moses is careful to make that delineation. As a matter of fact, it says in Genesis 1:26 that God resolves, presumably with the Son and the Spirit, let us make man in our image after our likeness. But in the very next verse, Moses writes, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And then after he created them, he gives them a mandate in verse 28, which is almost as consequential as verse 26. It says that God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over, I'm going to just summarize it, over everything that's there. Some writers have called this the dominion covenant. Some writers have called this the cultural mandate. It's something very, very important to understand. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart. We hope you'll visit us at rampartpublications.com.